We gotta start.
Okay, we've been talking about the different verbs, the forms of the verbs. We call the binyanim, the different forms of the verbs. We talked about active verb, active meaning doing something. We've talked about passive being the thing that was done. We talked about what's called binyan kal, shavar, I broke. He, she, shavra. We talked about something that was broken is nishbar and nishbara, right? That's what we talked about till now. Now we're going to take the next two forms, and that'll be the end of this man. Is what's called causative. Causative means I am causing something else to be done. Not that I am actually doing the act, but I'm causing someone else to do the act, or I'm causing something else to do the act. And then the passive would be I caused something else to have been done. I didn't actually break it. I made someone else break it, or have some, or this thing was broken by someone else. I caused something to be broken by someone else. Anyone hear what I'm trying to say? Yep. That's causative. Magrum, I'm causing something else. So and we had to take. Let's the binyan. The name of these two binyanim we're going to discuss now. We had what was called binyan kal or shpa'al and nif'al. Now we're going to have the next two. It's called hif'il and huf'al. Hif'il is the active form of making someone else do something. So in other words, if I was pa'al, means I did something. If I was hif'il, that means I made something else do something. For example, if I made you turn on the light, that means I was maf'il you to turn the light on. And then that person that was made to do it was muf'al, he was made to do something. Simple?
Yeah.
Extremely simple. So then now we take it, let's take the forms that we had. We had shavarti, shavarta. So we have hif'alti, hif'alta, right? Let's take the word becoming a king, right? Becoming a melech, becoming a king. So in the verb, it would be simple. You'd say malachti, I ruled, or I reigned, and nimlachti means well, him as a means, but in theory it could mean I became a king, right?
Nimlachti, no?
What? Well, one second. If I made myself a king. If I became a king, I made myself into a king myself. Means ani malachti, I reigned over. And if I decided, and what I did was nimlachti. However, if normally a king is made, we say in melech bloyam, other people coronate the king. They make me into a king. So they were mamlich. We are mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are causing Hashem to become the king. It's not that I am the king. I am making Hashem become the king. That's called being maf'il. I am causing him. That's called himlachti es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or himlachta. You were caused Hashem to be king. Himlicha. Oh, all goes the same. You guys can help me out here. Again, I got ani, himlachti, ata, himlachta.
Well, that's
at. Well, yes, at. Past tense. At
himlach,
atem, you in general, you in plural. Himlachtem, himlachten for feminine, and as Ruben pointed out, himlichu in past for both, for when the third person, somebody's not in front of me, both male and feminine. Okay, and the same thing, that's simple. Now, the act that was done was Hashem became king, that by other, we coronated him, so Hashem was coronated, then you'd say Hashem humlach. So, humlachta means you were made into a king. Humlecha means she was, you, as the lady, was made into a king, etc., etc. Is that clear? I'll just give another example. Well, you didn't answer me, but I guess we'll assume it was clear, or whatever. Anyway, yeah, it's, take the shurish. Take the shurish. Salach. What I've been trying to do for the past half a year is I'm trying to be matzliach. I'm trying to be successful in giving over the beauty of summer, the beauty of Lashon Kodesh. So you have hu hitzliach. Ani matzliach, I am, or we present, or matzliach, or hitzlachti in the past, hitzlicha, hitzlachtem, and then and somebody, if we say, you have, right, if I have take the word, when you say that something, there's a term in Hebrew, it kind of, it might be Yiddish, you say, lo yutzlach. Lo yutzlach means will be matzliach, he will be made to be matzliach, so who's the lo yutzlach? Anyway, another word I'll just finish off with, and that is, that I thank you guys for joining me for the past half year on this topic, and I wish you all another word in Binyan Hifil that is behatzlacha. The hey, the patach there, hatzlacha is the same thing as in as a noun for hatzlacha. And like I said, I appreciate the zchus to have been thank you for being here, and thanks for listening to me. And have a great summer.
Best of you.
How do you do this?